Good afternoon. This is chapter one of Benjamin, the Guardian of the House of Books. One sunny afternoon, Benjamin rounded the corner of High Street, following a smell that was particularly attractive to him. He had already traced it several blocks, and without further thought of how far it might take him, he sauntered along, lifting his nose into the air every now and again to make sure he was still on track. Yes, that's a fine smell, all right, he thought to himself when he first picked it up miles back along the road. A very fine smell, he said again. Around him, the usual countryside scene had been replaced by shops and cars and buses and busy street corners. People milled around looking into shop windows, feeding parking meters, and chattering over coffee outside busy cafes. He had never experienced the like before. What a busy place this is, he thought, as he suddenly became aware of his surroundings. My, I must have come a long way, a very long way indeed. I wonder how Nellie will be when she sees that I've gone, he mused to himself, as he continued along the path that led to that smell. Oh, it was intoxicating. Every last breath he took was so divine. He just had to find out what it was that had lured him so far from his home. He had never smelled it before until that morning when above his nose he had sniffed and then sniffed some more. To his delight, it was just there, just above him and moving in a direction ahead of him, just as if it was asking him to, "Come along, Benjamin, come play with me." Oh, what rapture! What pure delight! Oh, what the heavens had blessed him with! He could not even imagine what it was so exhilarating. It made him feel giddy. It took his breath away. It was exciting and thrilling all at once. It made him want to dance on his hind paws. It made him want to do things he had never imagined a cat could do, but it did. And it kept at him. That smell wavering this way and that on the air, just above his nose. And then it started to move. It started to move away from him. Oh, now please don't go away, he had cried out loud. Please don't leave me. Well, come along, Benjamin. We haven't a moment to lose. We must be going. But where are you going, he said as he looked this way and that, wondering what to do. And that's the end of chapter one, and you can read chapter two tomorrow.